This is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting from Sri Lanka. Around the world, people are struggling with gender-related issues. In the U.S., we're struggling with defining and redefining what is a man and what is a woman, what is marriage, and what are modern-day roles and expectations. Still, in much of the world, people struggle for basic equality between men and women. In Sri Lanka, there remain significant disparities around traditional gender roles. Ruini Fonseca is studying these.
I am a Sri Lankan American and decided I wanted to work in global health. I did my thesis on intimate partner violence perpetration and its risk factors among Sri Lankan men.
Sri Lankan men and many Sri Lankan women often adhere to traditional values that are based on what Ruini calls a gender inequitable attitude.
A gender inequitable attitude, one example would be a woman should obey her husband, or a woman cannot refuse sex to her husband, or a woman's role in the family is to cook and clean and take care of children, nothing more, and that women are generally held inferior to men.
Ruini's study shows that intimate partner violence, also called domestic violence, is a significant problem in Sri Lanka.
In the South Asian region, domestic violence is a real problem, a public health problem facing women at a higher level than in many other regions of the world.
She looked at four types of violence.
The four types of violence studied in the survey were emotional intimate partner violence, financial, sexual, and physical. And so all of them were at higher levels.
It turns out the most common form of violence is sexual.
The most common type of violence was marital rape, which would go along with the idea that women cannot refuse sex to their husbands. Marital rape is not a crime. It's not even seen as violence when it's being perpetrated, even though in a U.S. context, it certainly would be seen as an overriding of a woman's authority to choose what happens to her body.
So now that Ruini and her team have identified the problem and those at higher risk, it's time for the hard work. This will involve community education of men, women, and children, active prevention, protecting women from harm, and ultimately changing cultural attitudes of a society that has engaged in behaviors for generations. From Sri Lanka, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.